John Crawford is a partner of exempt organization tax services for ENY based in Chicago, where he provides tax planning and consultation as well as tax compliance services to all types of tax-exempt entities. John advises exempt clients on a variety of issues, including governance, executive compensation, benefit matters, applications for exempt status, private benefit inurement, and intermediate sanctions and unrelated business income tax. He advises exempt organizations regarding organizational structure and planning, use of nonprofit subsidiaries, supporting organization qualification and compliance, joint venture structuring, and other affiliation and relationship tax issues. Before joining ENY, John practiced at a national law firm where he was a partner in his nonprofit organization practice. He frequently writes and speaks on issues affecting exempt organizations. Debbie Fine is the general counsel and board secretary for the Open Society Foundations. She is also acting legal division director for the Office of the General Counsel's Strategic Philanthropy Unit. She has co-led cross-jurisdictional legal work to support Open Society's mission since 2017, when she joined as deputy general counsel. Before joining Open Society, Fine served as deputy general counsel for Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign organization, overseeing legal research and special projects. She spent more than 10 years at the Center for American Progress and the Center for American Progress Action Fund, first as counsel, then as senior vice president, general counsel, and corporate secretary, where she built and led the team responsible for all legal matters for the two nonprofit progressive research and advocacy organizations. She also served as interim head of the administration and corporate treasurer. She began her legal career at Morrison & Foerster, focusing on technology transactions, bankruptcy, and restructuring. Prior to law school, she had several positions in the White House from 1993 to 1997, including special assistant to the president, senior policy analyst for the domestic policy councils, were a special assistant, and other roles in the Office of Public Liaisons. She graduated from Cornell University with a degree in government and Russian Soviet studies and from Columbia Law School. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Is this on now when it's green? Can you hear me? Yeah. Hi. Thanks, everyone, for coming. We are literally the last thing before this conference and your flight, I think. Hopefully you can stick with us. How many of you work in organizations or represent organizations that already have international presence? And how many are looking to initiate that? Okay. Well, this is a very ground level, beginner level sort of issue spotting kind of a session. So maybe we should ask some of you in the audience who already do this to come up and share your interesting fact patterns. Anyway, we'll get going. And we were just introduced. So.
Right. We didn't realize our bios were so long. So.
Yeah, sorry. Embarrassing.
I think we'll just go ahead and get started. And, okay. And really, I think to Debbie's point, please ask questions, share your stories, issues that you've encountered for those that have clients or organizations that do have already have international operations, because I think that will help the session be more interesting and valuable to everyone in the room.
So here's the agenda. It's very straightforward. We thought we'd spend a little bit of time going through some of the different types of structures or types of presence that you may have in other countries. Some of the legal considerations, some of the financial considerations, some of the operational challenges, with some practical tips. So I think it's over to you.
Yeah, so first we just wanted to kind of lay out the different types of initiatives that you might think about when thinking about.